All right. Hey, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. So, you sent this over, and honestly, it's pretty fascinating. This whole thing about OpenAI and the Model Context Protocol, or MCP.
Yeah, no, definitely. It seems like, a lot of people are talking about this right now, and for good reason, I think. There's a lot to unpack here.
Right. And you know what? We're going to do just that. So, we're diving deep today into OpenAI and their support for MCP and, what this could mean for, what's it called? Agentic AI.
Agentic AI, yep.
Right. So just to make sure everyone's on the same page, when we talk about agentic AI, we're talking about these AI systems that can kind of like operate on their own to some extent, right? And they can take care of these like really complicated tasks. Think about like an autonomous personal assistant,
Yep.
but way more advanced.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you're looking for a clear breakdown of all this without getting lost in like the super technical stuff, right? Awesome. So we've got some articles here, some pretty interesting stuff actually. And basically, we're going to break it all down for you, pull out the key takeaways, all that good stuff. So, have you ever like gotten frustrated when, I don't know, like some apps on your phone just won't work together?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Right. Well, it's kind of a similar problem in the AI world. You've got all these different systems that aren't really talking to each other, and that's where MCP might be the solution. It might be the thing that gets them all on the same page, like a universal translator or
I
something.
like that, a universal translator for AI.
Yeah. So let's get right into it. What exactly is this Model Context Protocol, this MCP?
Okay, so MCP stands for, like you said, Model Context Protocol. It's this open source framework for interoperability,
Yeah.
basically. And it was actually first developed by Anthropic back in November of last year. But the really important part is what it's supposed to do, right? So it's supposed to set a standard, a common way for AI agents to interact with all those different systems that businesses use every day, like enterprise systems, all those applications, and of course, where all the data lives, the content repositories.
So it's kind of like it's not just translating languages. It's more like creating this common ground for all these AI systems within a company to actually understand each other and work together.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, setting up these rules, these protocols, so they can not only like understand each other, but also access and share data securely across all these different platforms, which is huge because right now, a lot of these AI agents, they're kind of stuck in their own little worlds,
Yeah.
limited by whatever they were designed for.
Right. So then that brings us to the problem that that MCP is trying to solve. And if I'm following you correctly, it's that these AI agents, they have so much potential, but they're being held back by these, what do they call them, data silos?
Data silos, yep.
And also by not being able to connect with, all the different systems that are out there.
Exactly. These data silos, they're like these walls, right? And they prevent the AI agents from seeing the whole picture. They can't get all the information they need to really do these like really complex tasks effectively. And then you've got all this older infrastructure, which can be really rigid and tough to work with. And that just makes things even harder.
So MCP is kind of like the missing link, the bridge between all these different systems.
Yeah, you could say that in one of the articles we looked at, they called it the connective tissue, which I think is a pretty good way to put it.
Yeah.
It helps everything work together in a way more, coordinated and efficient way.
Okay, so it's all about getting these AI agents to play nice and cooperate. That makes total sense. But here's my question. Why is OpenAI's support such a big deal? You said Anthropic developed it initially, right? So, wouldn't their support be the most important?
Well, yeah, Anthropic's work was like the foundation, absolutely. But OpenAI coming in and backing it brings a whole different level of like, weight to it, right? And what's really interesting is that they're not just saying, hey, we like MCP. They're actually building it right into their own tools, like their agents SDK, their API, even ChatGPT desktop. So, for developers, if they want to use OpenAI's platform to its full potential, they're going to have to use MCP.
So wait, so they're basically saying if you want to play in our sandbox, you got to use our tools. And oh, by the way, those tools now use MCP. That's pretty clever, actually.
It is. It's a pretty smart move.
Huh.
And it's going to have a huge impact because now MCP is not just like this cool idea, it's becoming the standard. And when a company like OpenAI, a big player like that, puts their weight behind something, well, everyone else tends to follow.
It's like a snowball effect, right? The more people use it, the more valuable it becomes for everyone.
Exactly.
Okay, so the article also got into some of the technical aspects of MCP, but it was, kind of technical. Can you break this down a bit for us? Like, how does it all actually work?
Sure. So, One of the key features they highlighted was this OAuth 2.1 based authorization.
Okay.
So instead of having these AI agents, you know, sharing their like passwords or sensitive info every time they need to access a different system, OAuth 2.1 lets them get these like temporary passes.
Temporary passes.
Yeah, or tokens that give them permission to do specific things for a limited time. It's kind of like when you check into a hotel, they give you a key card that only works for your room and only during your stay.
Right? Oh, right. So it's way more secure than just giving everyone your ID.
Exactly. It's a much more secure way for these AI agents to get access to what they need without compromising security.
Gotcha. Makes sense. Now, what about this streamable HTTP transport thing? Sounds like it's all about speed, right?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. So, you know, traditional ways of moving data around, they're kind of clunky, right? You're sending these big files or like huge chunks of data all at once. It's not very efficient.
Right.
But streamable HTTP, it lets data flow continuously in these smaller packets. Think of it like using a hose to water your plants instead of carrying buckets back and forth.
Oh, okay. I get it.
So this makes communication between the AI agents much faster and more responsive, which is super important when you need real-time data processing.
Makes sense. Faster data, quicker decisions. What about support for JSON RPC batching? What's that all about?
So JSON RPC batching, it's like a way to help AI agents handle lots of different tasks, lots of requests at the same time without getting bogged down. Instead of sending each request one by one, they can bundle a bunch of them together and send them all at once. It's kind of like sending one email with a bunch of questions instead of like 10 separate emails.
Oh, so it's all about efficiency, like streamlining a workflow.
Exactly. It reduces overhead, cuts down on those wait times, and lets the agents, you know, multitask a lot more efficiently. So you see all these technical features, they're not just like fancy jargon. They actually make a real difference in how these AI agents work, how secure they are, how fast they can operate, and how much they can actually do.
Okay, cool. So it's not just OpenAI that's excited about all of this, right? What about Microsoft? They're involved too, aren't they?
Oh yeah, for sure. Microsoft's actually already using MCP with their, what do they call it? Their Playwright MCP server.
Okay.
And that's like a real world example of how MCP can be used, right?
Yeah.
So this Playwright MCP server, it basically allows AI agents to like interact with the web pages in a much more dynamic way. It's like they can actually understand and use web applications like a human would, yeah. Just, you know, way faster and probably better.
That's wild. So we're already seeing it in action. Now, the article mentioned, what's his name, Aaron Levy, the CEO of Box.
Yes.
What was his take on all this?
Well, he was really emphasizing how important it is to have all these different AI agents, you know, from all these different companies and platforms to be able to talk to each other and work together.
Yeah.
He made the point that for agentic AI to really take off, you know, to really reach its full potential, these agents have got to be able to cooperate seamlessly, no matter who made them or what system they're running on.
So it's not enough for them to just be smart individually. They have to be able to work together as a team.
Right. Exactly. Like a well-coordinated team. And he thinks that interoperability, you know, being able to communicate and work together and using tools like MCP, well, that's the key.
So then what about those who haven't jumped on the MCP bandwagon yet? What are they like waiting for?
Well, so far, you know, we've got companies like Anthropic, OpenAI, Microsoft, they're all in. But some of the other big cloud companies like Google Cloud and AWS, they haven't really shown their hand yet.
So what do you think? Are they going to join in?
Well, you know, they have a choice to make, right? They can either get on board with MCP, become part of this growing, you know, ecosystem, or they can try to go it alone, you know, create their own separate standards, their own way of doing things. But if history's taught us anything, it's that usually one standard ends up winning out. And with OpenAI's influence, well, it wouldn't be surprising if MCP becomes the standard for AI agent interoperability.
So looking ahead, you know, to 2025 and beyond, what are some of the biggest trends in agentic AI that, you know, our listeners should be paying attention to?
Well, the article highlighted four key trends that I think are really important. So first off, get ready to see a lot more AI agents integrated into like everything, you know, all sorts of different platforms, all kinds of applications. It's going to be like they're just kind of baked into all the tools we use on a daily basis.
Okay, so AI is going to be everywhere, basically.
Pretty much. And the second big thing is that the need for secure direct access to what they call first-party data is going to become even more important. So that means these AI agents, they need a reliable and secure way to get to the specific data they need to do their jobs properly.
Right. Because, I mean, garbage in, garbage out, right? they need good data to do their thing.
Okay.
What about the other trends?
So the third one is that we're going to see a lot more focus on improving the back end processes, you know, because even if you have a really smart AI agent, if the systems behind it, the infrastructure is all clunky and inefficient, well, the agent's not going to be able to do much. So companies are going to have to invest in like streamlining and modernizing all that stuff.
So it's not just about the AI, it's about the entire tech ecosystem adapting to support it.
Exactly. And the fourth trend, this one's pretty interesting. It's a potential shift in how we even think about software,
yeah.
You know, how we buy it, how we use it, all because of these new agentic AI capabilities.
Oh, wow. That is interesting. It's like the whole landscape is shifting. Okay. So the article also mentioned a specific company, Technegian, as like an example. Why was that?
Well, I think it was to show how all this stuff, you know, ACP, agentic AI, how it can actually be put into practice. Technegian's a company that specializes in enterprise IT and, you know, AI integration. So they're a good example of how companies can actually help businesses use this technology to, you know, solve real problems.
Okay, so like what specifically could a company like Technegian do to help a business?
Are lots of things. They could help with the whole like implementation of MCP, you know,
yeah,
making sure all the different systems can talk to each other properly. They could also create custom AI agents that are specifically designed for like a particular business's needs and their way of working.
Right.
And, you know, a lot of companies have these older systems, right? And those might not be, you know, they might not work well with AI. So Technegian can help them modernize all that, you know, break down those data silos we were talking about earlier. And of course, you know, security is a big deal. So they can help make sure that everything's set up properly using all the right protocols like OAuth 2.1, all that good stuff.
Okay, that's super helpful. It really shows how a business can actually take this technology and make it work for them. Now, the article also had this like little FAQ section at the end just to, you know, hit the main points one more time. Let's go through those just to make sure we've covered everything.
Oh, good.
All right. First question. What is MCP in AI?
So in simple terms, MCP is this open standard that allows AI agents to communicate and interact securely with all sorts of systems and data sources, no matter what platform they're on.
Okay. And why is OpenAI's support for MCP such a big deal?
Well, because it's OpenAI.
Yeah.
Right. They're a huge player in the AI world. And their support makes it way more likely that MCP will become the industry standard. Just gives it a lot more visibility and, you know, credibility.
Right, right. How does MCP actually benefit businesses, though? Like, what's the bottom line?
Well, for one thing, it makes it way easier to integrate AI into all the different parts of a business. It also reduces that that thing called vendor lock-in, you know, where you're stuck with one specific vendor's technology.
Mm-hmm.
And when your systems can talk to each other better, your AI agents can work more effectively, which means, you know, you get more done, things are more efficient. And, you know, it also opens up a lot of possibilities for new kinds of AI applications, which can lead to all sorts of innovation.
Cool. And what industries can benefit from this whole agentic AI with MCP thing?
Oh, pretty much any industry you can think of. You know, finance, healthcare, logistics, IT services, they can all use agentic AI with MCP to automate those like really complex processes, make better decisions, and, you know, just generally work smarter.
Okay. And is it secure? That's always a big concern with new tech, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Security is super important, and MCP was designed with that in mind.
Mm.
It uses like modern security protocols, things like OAuth 2.1, and supports encrypted communications, so those AI agents and all the systems they're talking to, well, they're all protected.
Okay, good to know. Last question. Can a company like Technegian actually help businesses implement all of this?
Absolutely. They're experts in this stuff. They can help businesses, you know, of any size, integrate AI solutions, get their infrastructure up to date, and deploy MCP in a way that's safe and secure.
Awesome. Well, that's a lot to digest, but I think the big takeaway here is that OpenAI getting behind MCP, it's a pretty big deal. It really seems like it's going to change how we use AI in the future, make it way more connected and powerful.
Yeah, I think so too. It's definitely a step towards this future where AI agents are working together seamlessly across different systems to, you know, help us do amazing things.
So it really makes you think, you know, as AI becomes more integrated into our lives, what new possibilities and challenges will we face? It's an exciting time, but it's also, you know, a little bit daunting, right? The world of AI is changing so fast, it's important to stay informed and, you know, keep up with these developments like MCP. So thanks for joining us for this deep dive. And, you know, until next time, keep exploring and stay curious.
Absolutely.
See you next time.